The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy 3rd of July.
That means 4th of July is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
If my math is mathing.
By the way, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Do you guys have any 4th of July plans?
Dude, huge plans, Selena. Huge, monstrous plans.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're just going to the Novato Parade.
Ah, boring.
We go every year. It's cute. Yeah. That's the best way I can describe it.
Do you have any plans?
I'm probably just going to watch the fireworks from afar where my boyfriend lives. There's kind of like a hill. Then there's a tiny little table. So we'll probably just buy some food, go up there and
wait, so you're
going to
be in Selena's
I am.
Tomorrow night.
And there's
I am,
a hill with a table?
And you know we work the next morning, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to come back.
Drive. See, that's why 4th of July, it's fallen on a work night.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just not doing anything.
There's some of these holidays that should fall on a Saturday.
I know.
Regardless of the date.
Like, I agree.
4th of July should be observed on the Saturday right most adjacent to
All holidays should be on a Saturday.
And the Super Bowl.
And Easter. Like Easter, yeah. Super Bowl, definitely.
Any holiday that involves drinking, which is most of them, should be on a Saturday.
Yeah. So tomorrow, I'm not doing anything. Yesterday, I actually went to my man's family, I guess. They did their 4th of July party yesterday. So we did that.
Oh, that's good.
It was a pool party.
Okay.
I couldn't get in the pool.
Why not?
It's
roasting.
Because there's people there and I don't want to be I've never been comfortable being nearly naked in front of people.
Nobody is. You just do it.
I can't.
We're all in the same boat.
No, there are some people that are really comfortable.
So you just sit there poolside just sweating, wearing a turtleneck and sweats?
Yeah.
That was miserable. It's been 100 degrees.
It was really hot.
I know. Wait, can we go back to this hill and a table? I'm confused by Jess's 4th of July plans. There's
Please
a
explain.
Table on a hill and you hike up to it and you just sit there?
I know. He lives you have to kind of drive up a little hill to where he lives.
Uh-huh.
And so there's just this nice view of the city. And there just happens to
but
be a little
table. But when you say the city,
there.
You don't mean the city. You mean Salinas.
The city of Salinas.
Okay. You say city out here, you think San Francisco.
Yeah,
not
that.
Not that.
That ain't a view of the city. It's a view of
the town.
Some farmland.
The village.
Yeah.
The lettuce fields, we get
Got
to see
it.
Them from up
Can
top.
Can I say really quick, because last time people thought I was bullying Jess, I'm from Salinas too, so I could talk ish about it. I'm
right.
Not too.
I'm not from Salinas, so I can bully both of you guys because everywhere is better.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Just kidding.
My favorite. Shouldn't we have today off? Everyone else does.
Yeah, is anyone even listening to us?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
All right. Who gives a fart? Well, 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. This is the JV Show. Grammy, what do you have?
Okay, so a police officer in Florida is in a bit of hot water. He's being investigated right now over some parenting tactics that he has been using. Apparently, on two different occasions, this guy has locked his 3-year-old in an actual jail cell. One time, he says, because his 3-year-old hit a girl at the daycare that he goes to, and he was so upset about it, you're never gonna do that again. So he locked the kid in the jail cell to teach him a lesson. He didn't leave him there overnight or anything, but he locked him in there like you're a bad guy now, you're in jail. And
can
he said,
you imagine the trauma to this poor kid? Anytime he does anything, he goes to jail.
Well, didn't you get sent to timeout? Got locked in your room when you were a kid when you did something bad? I did.
Yeah, I wasn't locked in a jail cell at Santa Rita.
Well, he's not in there. He's not in there with the general population. He's not, doing pull-ups next to some guy that's got a bunch of face tats. I'm sure he's just in a little county jail cell somewhere.
I don't like
no,
this.
I don't either.
He says anytime they talk about that incident, the kid said, I'll never do that again. So he's this cop is defending himself it was effective. It worked. He'll never hit a little girl again because he remembers this punishment that he got. Okay. Fast forward a little while later. Now he's trying to potty train this kid. Kid had a couple accidents and he promised, I'm not going to have any accidents anymore. And he did. The dad locked him in the cell
in
again.
Jail. Oh my
so
God.
Sad.
Well, he went to jail again because he broke
something
the potty training rules.
That's out of his control.
Well, and that wouldn't be something you'd go to jail for, so that makes no sense.
Yeah, well, a lot of things you say and do to a 3-year-old don't make sense. again, he's saying it was effective, but, you know, now he's in a bit.
Oh, my God. Poor kid.
I know. Now he's probably all, like,
he's
going to
have issues
and anxious.
Yeah. He's probably going to be, like, the most do-gooder, stay out
no,
of jail.
No, he's going to have, like, major anxiety issues.
Yeah, he's going to be anxious.
And rebel eventually.
He'll be anxious about going to jail, so he'll never break the law ever again.
He's
going to
also, like, hate cops.
He'll probably, like, anytime he's watching some movie or a TV show and there's, like, that sound when the jail cell door slams, he'll probably wet himself.
Yes! Oh, poor kid.
No, like, as an adult, I'm talking about, like, you know, when he's a grown-up. You know,
oh, yeah,
child.
I hope PTSD,
that's still
for
sad.
Sure.
Yeah, childhood trauma.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
definitely.
So maybe this is not a good idea?
No.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there because he said it's effective. It was an effective method. That's why
so
I did it.
This is so Florida. It's so Florida.
It's very Florida.
Very on brand.
Shame on you, Florida.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. It's the JV Show, Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Let's go around the room and introduce ourselves. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Jess, I feel like you're online more than Graham.
I think so.
And I are probably. Have you seen people?
Maybe a little too much.
Have you seen people doing like the sleep streams?
No.
I see it on TikTok all the time. People will live stream and they're sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And
I thought you meant a sleep stream was like what I had when I was a kid where there was just a stream of something coming out. I think
no, not wetting the bed.
Oh, right. Okay,
no,
different.
This is live streaming, but you're sleeping and people love this because they like on TikTok, for example, you can send them gifts. Mm-hmm. And depending on how like how big the gifts are that you send and what you send, it'll set off like an alarm or a sound or something in the room and you try to wake the person up.
This is so stupid.
And people, and people pay to send the...
And they're paying, yeah, to send whatever little gifts you can send on TikTok. Yeah, and this person does it on Twitch as well. She says that when she first started doing it, she made almost $10,000 in just a few hours.
No.
She estimates now that she makes around $2 million a month. And I think she does other things other than just sleep, but sleeping is a big one for her.
Wow. Like... Doesn't that just make you mad?
Yes,
just a
yeah,
little bit? Well, yeah. Well, one, sign me up. If anyone wants to watch me sleep, go for it.
I feel like you fart a lot.
I don't.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know. I'm asleep, Selena.
Ask
I'm
your wife.
Sound asleep.
Let me ask your dog. As
you get extra money for that, probably, Graham. So.
It's like, don't you just think about all the problems around the globe that could be solved with money? And here is how we're choosing to spend our money to try to wake somebody up who's live streaming themselves sleep.
And you
like,
know what?
We've reached the bottom of the barrel.
And what makes me even more mad, they're not even really sleeping. They're clearly faking it because you were just woken up 5 seconds ago by the loud alarm going off in your room. And then you pretend to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
As you're just...
So it's just like, it's one big show, but it's
how do you
stupid.
Even discover that people will pay for that? Like, that sounds so awkward to just start live streaming you sleeping
it
one
probably
day.
Probably started off as something really pervy.
I see, you know. But that's what I imagine. But I don't you imagine that that's what it still is? Like, don't you?
Yeah, probably.
This I don't picture this woman who's live streaming in some like frumpy flannel pajamas and a hooded sweatshirt. I picture her
I don't
when
know
she
about,
wakes up something a little more scantily
this,
clad.
I don't know about this person, but I've seen a few people do this and it's not like sexy at all.
Weird.
Would
it's
you
very
guys pay
weird.
For that?
But then, like, what?
Would I pay for it? Yeah. No.
But like, what are you getting out of it, like, so to speak? Like, what is my, well, I woke this person up. I'm going to go tell my friends. Like, dude, guys, you're never going to believe this. I wasted $500 of my hard-earned money to wake up a live Twitch streamer.
Yeah,
like,
no one cares.
Wow.
And she's obviously trying to make money, so she's not going to wake up purposely, maybe. And then you're just wasting your money on.
Oh, they'll like wake up and like do something, and then they go back to sleep. Like, it's just so dumb. It's
they wake up and check their bank account app and just watch all the money roll in. This is ridiculous.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Graham.
You guys.
Yes.
I've got the scoop. We've all been waiting.
Scoop, the
I've
tea.
Got the tea poured
the
on me.
The tea is sizzling.
Well, the tea came out last week, but is it still
oh, is
hot
it?
Tea?
Oh, it
it's
might be kind of cold.
A little warm.
It's like lukewarm.
Okay. Well, still, but you still pour it on yourself and pretend like you're getting scalded by the tea.
I mean, we can still put it back on the stove and turn it on and make it hot
warm
again.
It up for
well, if you guys
later.
Haven't heard the tea, then maybe it is, then it reignites and gets hot.
Scalding hot.
Okay, so Cameron, he has his own podcast, obviously, and he was on there talking about that he has the scoop on why Draymond punch Jordan Poole? That's the one question we never got the answer to.
Can I ask something? Does Cameron, does he have some type of obsession with Jordan Poole or something? How does he have the inside scoop? He's the one that also said that Jordan Poole took Ice Spice out on a $500,000 date. Like, how do you know? Are you just making things up? Or like, and why are you obsessed with Jordan Poole?
He's got a Jordan Poole like insider or something. Yeah. He does have an obsession or like a grudge, maybe. Is he trying to make him look bad?
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, what did he say?
Okay. So he says a couple different things. He said that Jordan Poole was basically like bragging to Draymond that he hooked up with more people at the University of Michigan. That's where Draymond went. Jordan Poole didn't go there, but he said just visiting there that he hooked up with more women than Draymond ever did at Michigan State. And so, just again, just on weekend visits or whatever when he was in college. So there was that. I guess, I don't know, maybe he's not ready. Draymond's not ready to punch him yet, but I guess he was giving him a hard time about that. And then he also said they were running sprints or something, working out, and Draymond was getting a little tired or something, and Jordan told him, don't worry about it. You'll be in Sacramento next year. Like, and then basically they started arguing about, you know, Draymond's contract and who's got more money and blah, blah, blah. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And then Draymond punches Jordan Poole. The entire Warriors season implodes, even though they still made it to the Western Conference Finals. But you could tell there was some drama behind the scenes. And Jordan Poole ends up getting traded. The Warriors chose Draymond over Jordan Poole. But it's all because of that.
Wow.
Do you think that was what really set him off?
Let's go with yes, just for the sake of my next comment. If that's what happens, that really makes me lose a lot of respect for Jordan Poole. You're like the newbie, you know, coming in. I'm sorry, but Draymond has been there. Draymond has worked hard.
He's got more
rings than
you got.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And for the Warriors. And here you come disrespecting someone like that.
Apparently also said, why is your Twitter handle at Money Green when you're broke and you're not going to get a new contract?
Wow. Yeah,
I'm not saying these aren't good lines, but...
But like, trash talk's a huge part of basketball. I mean, you shouldn't be trash talking your own
teammates.
Yeah, that's low.
Practice their scrimmages and stuff. I don't know. I feel like you got to have thicker skin than that. I feel like whatever was said was worse. Like,
maybe he also probably kind of figured like this is Draymond. Like, if anyone has thick skin, it's Draymond because he dishes it out all
Draymond
the time.
Draymond talks more smack than anybody in the league. All he does is bark at everybody the whole time.
What sucks is that we'll never know.
I don't think we will.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Are you guys like overly tired right now?
Yeah.
Is it because we're actually tired or because we know it's Monday?
I think it's both. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why, but then like Fridays, I'm like totally fine.
Yeah, because that you're juiced up. You got the,
yeah.
Isn't that weird how that works?
Amped up for the weekend.
Any other day, I get home from work and I'm like, I need a nap or I will die. Fridays, I'm like, so good. Don't need a nap. So much energy. Happy Monday. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Jess, what do you have?
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
So realistically, how much longer do you think it'll be until we have flying cars?
Like each of us owns one?
Yes.
I don't think...
Or they're available for purchase. Let's say that.
10 years.
You think? I honestly don't think we'll ever get to that point.
Well, really? To be able to buy one? I mean, you'll be able to buy one soon.
I mean,
will people be buzzing around
like
in them all over the place?
Buzzing around.
Well, that's what I imagine. When someone says flying cars, I'm imagining it being regulated. There's like stop signs up there and like traffic lights. Like that's never going to happen.
They're not stop signs, Selena. They're digital signs up there. It's all stop lights. But, you know,
stop clouds.
Nobody's hanging like an old school stop sign up there in the sky.
I imagine like a floating one with like a flashing light.
Yeah, we'll have those.
But that's what I mean. But we're never going to have those.
There'll be drone stop lights. Of course we'll have those.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's more of where we're headed because there is an electric flying car design that has recently been approved for like experimental, flying from the FAA. And so it's in its like development stage and it's been developing since 2015. But they're thinking that it's going to be for sale in 2025.
There's no way.
Okay, so this is
maybe
like
for billionaires.
This is like a Honda Accord. I'm driving down the road, and then I'm just like, I'm going to go into flight mode right now, and then I can just take off.
Like yes, because it's different.
Dope.
There's been other, you know, flying cars that have been kind of tested in the past. But those, you have to fly out of an airport.
Yeah.
And these, they're going to have propellers, so it's going to be kind of like a drone that you just pick up in traffic and go.
See, that's dope. You're stuck on, think about being stuck on 880 or something. All of a sudden, you're just like, boop, and you just,
yeah,
and just buzz right off.
I don't trust myself.
Yeah, me either.
I don't trust myself driving one of these things.
I've seen your car all dinged up.
My car is not dinged up.
Your past cars have been so dinged up, you had to get rid of them.
Those were not my fault.
It's mysterious how my car doesn't. I've
only caused two pileups my whole life.
You've caused two pileups?
Well, one pileup, and then there was that one accident at the toll plaza on the Bay Bridge.
Right.
That wasn't a pileup. It was just me, and I hit a car.
Jess, one time, Selena got a wreck on the Bay Bridge. She called me. She's like, I don't know if I can drive in. But she was already on the bridge, basically. Yeah. So it's like, there's no turning back. And some bystander had to come wire her hood down so it didn't fly up because it was all crumpled.
It wasn't a bystander. It was Caltrans, first of all.
Well, I'm sure that person wanted to be a bystander, not have to deal with you at 4:45 in the morning, but he had to wrap a bunch of wire to keep her hood down, and she drives this thing into work. I mean, it didn't look like that thing should have been rolling at all.
No, at least I came in.
No,
that's
scary. I respect that you still made it in. I mean, she was late, and I had to update her file, but yeah. No. Yeah, I don't want you flying my flying car.
I don't want to fly one either. I feel like, what if it dies in the middle of your drive and boop?
Do you get into a lot of accidents?
I've only gotten into one and it traumatized me.
Was it your fault or someone or the other?
You know what? I will say it was my fault.
Were you texting?
No, I wasn't.
Were you drunk?
I wasn't. Okay. I feel like I looked back and I didn't see it, or looked to my side and I didn't see a car there. So I like, woo.
Oh, they were in your blind spot.
Yeah, you got to check your blind spot.
Yeah, so.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. On a Monday, the JV Show. Jess, what do you have?
I have a question for you guys. A bedroom question.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Really?
Not what you guys are thinking.
Yeah, Grandma can do that. I feel like I never do that, Grandma.
No, so after how many days?
Hold on.
Oh, hold on.
What about Jess?
What do you mean? Like,
do you do that?
Do I do what?
Jess does not do stuff like that.
You don't think so? I mean, her man was just in town.
They don't do that. Holding hands is as far, that dude's made it near first base, but never to first
base. What's first base again?
I can't remember. Maybe first base is holding hands.
I think first base is kissing.
No, first base is holding hands. Second base is kissing.
Then what's third base?
I thought
base?
Second base was some over the shoulder.
Second base was upstairs. Third base is downstairs.
Yeah, so yeah, first base is kissing. So he's got the first base.
Oh.
But second base, definitely not.
So I was going to say, because you only have an air mattress right now that can't withstand anything.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of noise.
It never got a home run.
Oh, how would you know?
Whoa, wait a second. Maybe she has made the second base.
Maybe I should ask you guys this next question.
Okay.
So I can escape the next questions that you might have for me. But okay, after how many days or weeks or possibly months do you wash your pillowcases?
I wash my pillowcases whenever I wash like my bedding / sheets.
Which is maybe like
On average, I would think like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But could be sooner if, like right now, there's smashed Oreos in my bed for my son. Or if he pees in my bed.
What? Why is that happening?
I don't know. He's been like just going through his pull-ups. I don't know. I don't know how.
He might be wearing the wrong size.
I don't know.
Graham, what about you?
I wash our pillowcases every time my wife washes our pillowcases, which is about once a week.
Okay, well, apparently after just 1 week, your unwashed pillowcase has 17,000 times more bacteria than the average toilet seat.
It's always the toilet seat.
They compare it to the toilet seat.
Yeah, they make the toilet seat seem so clean whenever they compare it to something else.
Which I am not buying, okay?
Yeah.
Because I've seen it after my man uses it.
He's not leaving it on the seat.
No, but why is there always hair?
Oh, gross.
Why?
You don't. Well, shame on him. Like, if that was to happen, you check before you.
I don't think he checks. How does he? How does
you
it
gotta
even,
brush him off?
How does it even get there?
Sometimes they just fall out.
Yeah, I guess.
If he's got a receding pube line.
That sounds.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Maybe he's wearing a toupee. You don't know down there. Maybe he's got like a little You know, maybe he was sensitive about the receding hairline down there.
It's like very full.
Yeah, he's got like a hair system down there.
It's like, wait, so.
It's just like hairs on your head. They fall out from time to time, right?
Mm-hmm. Will Ruben just like drop some sometimes?
No, he's OCD about cleaning. So,
or is he bald? Does he get Brazilian wax?
Yeah, there's nothing down there to fall out. If there was something, anything on the toilet seat and it was anything related to me, you check. And then
I would too. I don't know. I just kind of figured.
You got to blow the hairs off. Like, you get your mouth right
eye
down.
Level.
Yeah, you get your mouth right down by the toilet seat. You're like, you just get rid of them. That's what a normal, sane person does, I thought. I assumed. You guys are sick.
What were we talking about again?
We were talking about pillowcase bacteria. Okay, this is the point I want to make. It's like, yeah, maybe there's more bacteria on your pillowcase, but I guarantee you the meaner bacteria is on the toilet seat. Like whatever bacteria came from my face is on my pillowcase, I ain't scared of that bacteria. I'm scared of the kind of bacteria that's on a truck stop men's room toilet seat.
Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. So Jess, I know your man was out here over the weekend. And you guys went to Foodie Land.
We did. It was so much fun.
He came all the way down here, as you'd like to say.
He did, yeah.
He came up here.
Came up here. I'm just going to keep saying down because it just makes sense in my brain.
So, Jess, how would you feel about us, like, I don't want to, like, give you assignments, but I feel like you need to get out and, like, experience other Bay Area things. You know
I
what
love
I mean?
That.
Not spend every weekend going down to Salinas.
Yeah,
I
agree.
You know what I mean? Like, you need to get to know your new home, the Bay Area. Yeah. So I feel like we need to come up with a checklist at some point, Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I would love that.
Okay. Well, then
I feel like I want to explore, especially, I mean, I would come up here a lot, but I feel like there's still a lot of like places that are iconic to the Bay Area that I maybe haven't even gone to. So,
have you driven across the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yes.
Have you driven down the world's windiest street?
No.
You've never been to Lombard Street?
I don't think so.
Dude, I literally have to go down that stupid street like 6 times a year. Whenever my man's family comes into town, that's where they want to go. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of Lombard Street.
it's so touristy, but like you got to go one time.
You have to. Okay. But once is all you need. Once is more than enough.
As long as I don't have to go up too many hills anywhere because I get a little scared of those.
It's at the top of a hill. It's at the top of a hill going down.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to Coit Tower.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've never
been there. That's like the highest.
Coit Tower's, because there's no parking up there either. It's just like steep,
really?
steep
streets. So just combine all my anxieties into one pretty much.
Every time I go, there's so much parking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the time I went, I was like all these narrow ass streets and you're just like, I don't know, where am I supposed to park this thing?
You don't drive up to the tower and just park in the parking lot at the bottom of the tower?
No, we walked up.
Why would you walk up?
I don't know. I didn't know there was a parking lot at the bottom of the tower. My whole life has been a lie. How big's this parking lot?
It's just like a circle, like around the base of the tower, like a little circle parking lot.
I'm sure it says no parking there. I got to look this up.
It's like a little museum that you can like go into. What are you talking about?
And this is why you check if there's parking ahead of time.
You guys and you're searching ahead for parking. You just learn how to park driving around San Francisco.
I don't know if we add this to like a landmark list, but there's this White House replica. I didn't even know we had one of these here in the Bay Area. It's in Hillsborough. Have you heard about this place?
Is there on-site parking at Coit Tower? Coit Tower does not offer on-site parking.
Oh.
The answer is right there.
So where have you been parking?
There's parking spots.
Parking at the tower, very limited. At peak times, the line of cars waiting to reach the lot can be very long. So maybe there is a lot.
Okay, but there is a lot.
Google's giving me two different answers.
Yeah, there is a lot. Every time I've gone, it's empty.
I mean, it's not that exciting.
No, it's really not. You just go put a quarter in, see the Golden Gate.
Do you know what Coit Tower is meant to look like? Well, I guess you've been there.
What is it supposed to look like?
Fire hose.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a monument after the 1906 earthquake, I think, from all the fires and firefighters that put them out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Little piece of San Francisco trivia.
I thought it was
trivia.
A random tower.
Although I could be making that up, too, because I didn't know you could park at the base of it. I don't know. I hiked up a hill to get up there.
At this point, I feel like you guys are just going to be sending me to random spots that aren't even, like,
good idea.
That's actually a great idea.
Dang it.
I wanted to talk about the White House replica in Hillsborough, but who gives a fart?
Yeah, who cares?
So we'll come up with, like, a Bay Area, like, must-do checklist. We're working on it this week.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's talk about celebrity crushes.
Ooh.
Just really quick. Okay.
Selma Hayek.
Michael B. Jordan.
I wasn't going to ask your guys's.
Oh. Well, you said let's talk about celebrity crushes.
Yeah,
so we...
can I lay it out first? Dang.
Okay, I'd love to lay it out.
With Selma Hayek. Yes. I love her. Okay, so Kelly Clarkson, right? Uh-huh.
She's not my celebrity crush.
I know
Why
that.
Why does she get to host everything?
Can I talk about what I want to talk about?
Like, let my celebrity crushes like host everything, not Kelly Clarkson.
I agree. But I like Kelly Clarkson. I actually do really like her.
I like her, but she's not my celebrity crush.
Okay. So you know how she just got out of a marriage?
Uh-huh.
She divorced Brandon Blackstock, and she was on this show, and she revealed that her celebrity crush is Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
I could see that.
I could see that too, but it kind of made me think because, you know, she was a married woman, and as a celebrity, is it okay to have a celebrity crush? And if you're a celebrity, is it still considered a celebrity crush, or is it just a crush?
Because it's kind of like us normal people saying, I have a crush on this other person.
Right.
Oh.
Because a celebrity crush, I feel, kind of implies like you have no chance with this person.
Yeah.
They're a celeb, you're a norm.
Right.
I feel like if you're a celebrity, you don't get to have a celebrity crush.
Yeah.
In a relationship.
If you were like, but Kelly Clarkson like kind of started as like a norm and then was discovered on a reality show.
That was like 20 years ago. She's been a celebrity.
But now she's been a celeb for so long. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Jess, you said you do have a celebrity crush?
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
I don't like him anymore.
Why?
Yeah, Selena gave up on him.
He used to be my
Selena
celebrity
crush.
Selena
used to thirst and drool over him.
Oh, my God. So thirsty.
It was, like, gross.
I just don't like the mustache. I don't know. After Lori Harvey dumped him, I just, like, didn't want him anymore.
Oh.
Wow. I never look at his face.
What do you look at?
He's all muscles. This guy's ripped.
No, he is.
Like, aren't you looking at that?
I just don't like the face.
I didn't even notice he had a mustache.
I didn't even notice he had a face.
Like, hardly. I'm sure it's a very attractive one, but I'm always like, man, how's he getting that good of shape?
Jess, so you are in a relationship. Uh-huh. Is it okay in your relationship to have celebrity crushes?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about them. So
who's your man celebrity crush?
Margot Robbie. So I'm like, you're not
really?
You're not going with me to see Barbie movie.
Margot Robbie.
I love her, but that seems so like random.
Random, right?
That is kind of a random one.
Yeah, very random.
So you guys just like talk, do you have like a get out of jail free card? Do you have like a hall pass?
If no.
You ever run into that celeb and one thing leads to another, and next thing you know, he's smashing Margot Robbie. But like he gets a free pass about it because like he told you.
Dang, I don't know.
Would
I know,
you be
I don't
okay
think
with
so.
That?
I don't think so. I'm like, the most I'd allow is like a kiss, just because it's
you
like, okay,
let
that's
your man kiss Margot
well, that's
Robbie.
Your, if that's your celebrity crush, just like a peck, like, okay,
I never understood
your...
that. I don't care. My man is my man. I don't care if I can't think of anyone.
Who's his celebrity crush?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who Kate's is either.
I don't know, but whoever it is, I wouldn't let him kiss her.
Yeah, no, that's off
that's
limits.
Out.
No hall passes.
Wow, Jess, I didn't know that about you.
I mean, I don't know. I'm saying that right now, but if it were to happen, I'm sure I'd be like, oh, is this what you're out doing?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Okay, so we have Jorge on the line. Now, Jorge is one of the organizers from the group who put on the Oakland A's reverse boycott.
Correct.
And we've read in the news.
68.
Yep, and we read in the news that there is more you guys are planning. So we wanted to get some details and see if maybe we can help you in that area, just get everyone united to kind of help your cause.
Heck yeah. So we got Unite the Bay coming up July 25th. It's at Oracle Park, and we're going to be giving away some cell shirts as well. It's going to be black and white shirts. It's kind of neutral, so because we understand, you know, that we're at the Giants' home, so we have respect for their fans, and we obviously don't want to, like, you know, wear the Kelly Green ones. But A's fans obviously are more than welcome to wear those. And we have some sections that we're going to be sitting in, and we're hoping that everyone joins this fight of against the ownership and keep the A's in Oakland, because we want to keep the Battle of the Bay going.
Right.
Yeah.
And so go ahead.
So is just a question. So is the goal, let's keep the A's here, but get rid of the trash owner?
Correct. That's always been the goal, you know, since 2007, it's been the goal to like sell the team and to a local owner that can be part of the community and actually take care of the fans first and foremost. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Let me ask this, because a lot of, I think Oakland A's fans have been, they've been a little upset with us. And like, full disclosure, I'm a Giants fan. My older brother is a lifelong A's fan. So like, I know both sides of this, and to not have the Battle of the Bay would just be a travesty in my mind. But I feel like a lot of Oakland A's fans have been upset with us a little bit because, I don't know, me personally, I've been more probably pessimistic about this whole thing because I think Fisher is a jerk. Like, I don't see him. Like, do you have any optimism that he actually, that them, him seeing the reverse boycott, which was a huge turnout, which was awesome, and hopefully this event's the same way, but do you have that optimism that maybe he will change his mind? Because it seems like he's got his heart set on leaving, and that's why I think, I just don't want to see this turn into a Raiders situation where they're like, hey, we're leaving, but we're going to stick around and play for a little while. Like, to me, that's almost more heartless. So I think Selena and I said one morning, like, well, if you're going to leave, like, and there's no other way about it, like, don't hang around. Like, there's the door.
I was always like, if you're going to leave, then just go now because the A's fans deserve so much better.
Mm-hmm. But that's upset a lot of A's.
I know.
But us saying that has upset a lot of A's fans. So, Jorge, like, I guess where do you land on that? If there is no other alternative, they are 100% leaving, would you want them just to, like, bail out or stick around and play a couple more years while they're building their park?
No, hell no, man. We're more like, get the hell out of here. We don't care about your, I would say run this whole 2023 season to the end and then get the hell out of here. If it's 100% that they're leaving. Going back to the question about John Fisher changing his mind, I don't think so. Billionaires get super hurt if like the little guy is making so much noise. And I think we've made a bunch of noise, and now his feelings are hurt, and you could tell. And Rob Manfred's feelings are hurt. So I think they're going to try as much as possible to leave. And you know what? I don't want them here in 2024. They can go and play somewhere else. And then I'm not mad at Giants fans. I'm mad at their ownership and their organization for trying to push away the A's from Oakland. But Giants fans, they've always kind of been, keep the A's in Oakland. They showed love throughout this whole process. So that's why we create the Unite the Bay and challenge that hashtag, because I feel like when it's Unite the Bay, it's everyone except Oakland. But now we're going to challenge this and ask everyone to stand with us. Mm-hmm.
So Unite the Bay, for anyone that does want to get involved and participate. So what, can you give more details, like what Giants game this is going down and, things like that. So if anyone does want to pop up and how we can get the shirts.
Yeah, so you can go to Oakland68s.org. There's a page that's Unite the Bay. Guy Swilinski, he's the artist that created this banner. It's from the Battle of the Bay 1989 World Series games. And it's pretty cool. Both players shaking hands. And the game is the 25th of July. That's A's against Giants. And to get a shirt, just go hop on there and donate, and then we're going to try and pass them out. The same thing as we did with Reverse Boycott, but at Oracle Park.
Very cool.
Nice.
Well, hopefully everybody turns out. I know they will. I mean, based on the response to the Reverse Boycott game and this one, you're getting two fan bases together. In my mind, I'd be shocked if it wasn't a sellout. So really, really cool.
It will be. Yeah. And it'll be lots of fun for both teams.
Right. Anyway, we can get a shirt. I want one so bad.
Donate on the website, Selena. Oakland68s.org.
We might put one on the side. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you just let me know. All right, Jorge. Well, it was great talking to you. Thanks for being on with us. And we are on your side. Okay. You have the JV show.
Yes.
Like as an ally.
We support.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. It's all love, man. And go Oakland.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV show with you on a Monday. Thank you for hanging out with us. If anyone even is hanging out with
they
us.
Are.
I think everyone took today off.
Yep.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jez.
Grammy.
All right, I got a list here, ladies. I got a list. The three things to make you completely irresistible to men. We're
going
to go through this, and I want your reactions to see if you think. Well, also, I'll give you my reaction because I'm a man.
Okay. I mean, allegedly sometimes.
All right. Rule number one, be true to who you are. This person says, this is a relationship expert, by the way, that wrote this, says, don't try to be what you think men want. For one, you're likely going to be wrong. And secondly, it's not authentic and they're going to see right through it. Be true to who you are. So like the example that this author gave was, don't act like, if you're really, really smart, don't think, if a guy wants somebody that's kind of airheady and ditzy, don't act like that. Just be true to who you are. Mm-hmm. Be the smart girl.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I would agree with that, but I also think that you should
fluff it up.
You
a
should
bit.
Act like what he wants you to be. So he likes you.
Okay, that's kind of what we're gonna get to. One of those things that's kind of like
I don't
in
think
that.
Ever dumb yourself down. Yeah, yeah. But if he's like super into like sports, then you want to act like, oh, like you're interested in that too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
even though I cannot sit down and watch a damn football game. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but I love football. My wife can't stand it. She doesn't care about it. I respect that she just says, I don't even want to put the effort in to learn the game. I have no interest in it. Like, because I think you do, if you're not being authentic, I think we see it. We see right through it.
It comes out eventually.
Like, you're not a skater girl. You're like, you have no interest in skateboarding, but you're just.
Or what about in the beginning, you want to impress the guy and you're like, oh yeah, I love to cook all the time. Look at all these meals I can make. But then once you're together, you're like, feed yourself. Like, hello, you're an adult.
We see right through it. All right. Rule number two, show interest, but make him work. This person says, even the most successful guys have more failures than successes. So you absolutely want to encourage them, let them know that they're not going to be totally rejected, but you also don't want to, you still got to make them work for it.
I kind of agree with this one.
Really?
Because it's like, well, show me you're interested, you know, like put in the work.
The expert says he must show that he's willing to work for you.
See, I can see how that would make sense in a lot of relationships, but with me and my man, it was the complete opposite. I was like, I don't think I made him work for like anything. And that's what I'm not talking about sex,
that's
by
why
the
you
way.
Have
I'm not talking about sex. But that's what he said he liked, because other girls were like playing too hard to get. Or you know what I mean? Or like, no, you have to call. You have to text me. And he was like, why? Like, I wanted to be texted too sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, and because I did all those things, he knew that I was into him without trying to like hide it.
Yeah, there needs to be like a balance. Because you also don't want to kind of like seem like you're playing games.
Yeah.
But let's ask Graham, like, do you want someone to like make you have to work? Like if you like someone, just show them you like them.
Yeah, but you have to both be on the exact same page. Because if I met someone and they're ready to marry me night one and I'm just like, I don't know anything about you. Like my wife and I had kind of a friendship and known each other for a long time. So like when we first started dating, we both knew that like we're getting married. This is it. But that's because we knew each other beforehand and knew everything about each other. Had we just met night one, I would have been like, wow, I'm really, really attracted to her. She seems great. But like if she was like ready to marry me and like, woo, never going to have to work for anything. Again, it's not a gameplay, but it's there's got to be a little bit of a thrill of the hunt. Just a little bit. You got to, you know, pique my interest a little bit. Here's our vows. Let's get married.
So going back to the text thing, like AJ would be like, you know, all the other girls he talked to were like, you need to text me first thing in the morning. You need to say good morning. You need to call me, blah, 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 blah. You need to show me that you're into me. Whereas I mean, and it was because I got up first for work. I worked earlier. I would text him first. And he was like, he was like completely the opposite.
I think maybe they just don't want it to be like a one-sided, like I have to do, like the guy has to do all the work. So as long as, because I feel like at the end of the day, it's like you have to communicate whether you even want to pursue something initially. That way they know that you're also interested and like, here's what I'm going to do. But like, what are you also going to put in?
Yeah. And then the sex thing, you make them work. Yeah. For like a week or something.
For a week. You know you didn't make it a week, so stop
it. I did.
Selena's like, just 3 business days. And
then we'll see about that. All right, the third rule, and this is probably the most controversial one, so I'm interested to hear what you think. Tap into your femininity. It's basically what this expert is saying, that you could be the most badass businesswoman, but a guy doesn't want to.
I thought you were going to say badass bitch.
A guy doesn't want to date the badass businesswoman. He doesn't want to date the woman that's that dominates the boardroom and dominates her career. Instead, on dates, you want to showcase your nurturing, sensitivity, compassion, and caring. These are the traits men love in a woman. And it's a great way for you to learn to be irresistible to men. Thoughts on that?
That one I really struggle with.
I agree. This one seems very controversial to me.
Because you don't want to completely be submissive. as a woman, but you want to be submissive enough to where your man feels manly. But then it's like, why do you as a man need to feel manly? Isn't that like what the toxic masculinity is and kind I also of all think about? Like,
I also think
it's really, that's a tough one to navigate.
I also think there that a woman who's powerful in business is incredibly like sexy and attractive. So like this person's saying like, no, you can't be that. Guys, all guys are looking for someone that's like, you know, dainty and feminine and like,
I don't like that.
I don't buy this rule.
I don't think so.
I don't like just completely just, I don't know, bending over backwards and catering to someone, you know, like, hello, it should work both ways.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. Once again, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Can you guys believe Ocean Gate, the Titanic submersible company that offers...
I thought this was like some new ocean scandal that like Ocean
Gate. No.
Like Fartgate.
No.
There's been numerous.
Ocean Gate Expeditions.
Got it. That's the company. Right.
Yeah. They're still advertising two missions going down to visit the Titanic wreckage in 2024.
No.
Is that because they've been so busy and nobody's been able to update the site? Or are they like
at
actively
this point,
still?
The site should be gone, taken down, company is done.
Well, what if the CEO, he was on board, he passed away. What if he was the guy that had
the
password?
He was the only person that worked for Ocean Gate?
I don't think it was some huge company. I mean, it was sort of like his brainchild and probably a small group of people. What if he's the guy that has the password to the website?
He's not. There's other people that work for this company because after the implosion, there was a listing, you know, for a pilot that they were looking for.
Stop.
I swear to God, that was like the next day.
They had a new, they were already on Indeed.com.
Yeah, they were looking for a new pilot.
Somebody that had deep
or captain or whatever
sub piloting experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So if they had time to update that, they had time to.
Right. So that's why I know they have a staff. Maybe not a large one. They're not like a huge corporation, obviously, but they are advertising. Yeah. So two missions down to the Titanic next year, June 12th through 20th, and then June 21st through 29th.
Is there going to be a sale on tickets at least?
It still says $250,000 per person.
Oof.
I feel like they...
Which makes no sense.
I feel like they'll be up on Groupon pretty soon. Is Groupon still a thing?
It is.
Okay. Well,
I have the app.
They should be offering better deals. You have the app?
Yeah.
What for? Well,
I don't know. I've like never
used
it.
Are you the last person left that uses the Groupon app?
I don't even think I've ever... No, I used Groupon one time, but I don't remember for what.
And you just kept the app?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, it's not about me. It's about the wreckage here.
Okay.
Will
I go on the trip? No, I'm gonna sit this one out.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
See,
did you guys? And then did you hear about the space tourism?
Yeah.
Who's that? Richard Branson.
Yeah.
What is his thing called again?
Well, his company
I'm
is Virgin.
A blank. It's not SpaceX. That's Elon. What the heck? What is his tourism thing called?
Virgin Galactic.
That's what it is. Mm. They are catching heat because they launched some like new dates last week.
Yeah.
And people are comparing it to the Titanic sub tour.
But the opposite way.
But the opposite, except you're in outer space. And people are like, I don't want to be lost in space with 2 hours of oxygen left.
Yeah, but
everyone's
we've been
looking
doing
for
that.
Me floating around.
Yeah.
Going to space is easier than going to the Titanic.
And
which
is
crazy.
And you're not going all the way to outer space, right? It's like the Earth's
suborbital space. I'm like,
that doesn't even count.
That's like me going on a Spirit Airlines flight. We get to 30,000 feet. I'm like, yeah, I'm at suborbital space right now. Yeah. Like, no, you're not.
Like,
it's kind of space.
Grow a pair and go all the way to outer space. Float around a bit.
Yeah, you got to get out there like in space, like loop around the planet a couple times. And
then
I'll
come back.
Then
you
get to come back. But not after you go up there for 30 seconds and everyone's like,
no,
I'm weightless.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show here on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thank you for hanging out with us. I don't know why I found this new article like so interesting, but new research has found that orangutans, they're really good beatboxers.
Wait, what?
You're talking about actual beatboxing?
Well, it says here that they possess. I'm reading this straight off the internet. It's the report that I found. Okay.
Okay.
They possess beatboxing skills as good, if not more impressive, than their primate cousins. That would be us humans. They say it's a huge clue to the evolution of human speech. That humans rarely produce voiced and voiceless noises simultaneously.
So we started off as beatboxers, you're telling me, and language evolved from that.
Yeah, it says the exception is beatboxing, a skill which we all know what beatboxing is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that we evolved from that, and that these apes, they can still do this. And so it's raising questions about where that ability came from. So if you guys can just imagine a bunch of orangutans, a bunch of apes just sitting around.
Creating some beats.
This monkey is good.
Yeah.
So good.
Wait, is this a monkey?
No.
I thought you were playing us a sample of a monkey.
I tried to find a video of one of them doing it, and I couldn't. But when you think beatboxing, that's probably what you think, something like that.
Yeah.
Right, but I thought we had some audio. You said they're better beatboxers than we are. Like, prove it, orangutan.
I am proving it. Imagine an orangutan doing this. Come on.
Now you're telling me this is or isn't an orangutan.
No, it's not.
This is confusing.
I just told you I cannot find a video of one actually doing it. But
I'd go see it if it was an orangutan.
But it sounds like this.
That orangutan is good.
I also have issue with this video. I just looked up on YouTube, like, beatboxing. This one's titled Best Beatboxer in the World. I think I've heard better.
Yeah. I've heard better.
Yeah.
Mostly from an orangutan at the Oakland Zoo.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.